Economy. This is episode 97.
Today, I thought, let's talk about sports equipment.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know, kids who play sports, and they must probably have lots of balls and pads and helmets and uniforms and equipment that has to be organized and sorted. So you want to make sure that everything is in place so you're not stressed when you're walking out the door and when it's coming back inside. So I wanted to talk about how you can make it all organized so it's you don't have a headache every time and you don't feel like you're screaming at your kids to get everything into, you know, for whatever their sports are.
But I mean, you know, we do. I know this is more of a problem with kids because stuff is strewn all over the place, but it kind of could apply to adults too, right?
It can, yes. Yeah. We're talking about, that's true, very true. I mean, like, I know that a lot of friends of mine do football and rugby, netball on the weekends. So it's the same thing, yeah. Like, or also a big thing here is dragon boat racing and things like that on water, kite surfing. Quite a few friends do that as well. So, and the bikes.
Okay, golf.
Oh, golf. Oh, yeah. Golfing. Oh, yeah. Loads of golfers. I forget. We've got loads of golfer friends,
yeah,
haven't we?
It's a very popular sport here.
Yeah, we're so not into it, are we? No. When are
I was resisting the fact of saying, you know, like, it's a very popular sport with air quotes. But then I don't want the golfers to come after me.
No, don't. And we have a lot of golfer friends. So
we do have a lot of golfer
friends.
That's
not.
I don't think they listen to this episode, though. But anyway.
We'll make sure they don't. So we have golfer friends and, and bike.
Bikers. The hikers and the bikers.
But the ones who do the manual, what would we call it? The manual bike and the engine bike. I have friends who do both the bikes. You know how many, like, there's different helmets and different.
Yeah, I totally understand it. This was just a sad testament to vocabulary at the moment.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible. And I've had to organize, you know, people with the bikes and all the rigmarole that comes with the bike.
So, Shalina, bicycle?
Bicycle?
Motorbike.
Oh, yeah, all right, fine. So all the people with the bicycles, and I don't know why I'm making hand movements, but the bicycles, and they go up to Al Qudra, the bike.
Russell came as well. They do go up the mountains, Hatta, like a lot of places.
Yeah, yeah. So. I did Alain. Jabal Hafit. I died. I didn't think about it properly. My friend was doing it. She was training to go on her bike in Uganda for charity. So we decided to go up Jabal Hafit. I'm not fit enough for that. So as we said, a lot of friends, a lot of school kids, a lot of sports. So many sports. So first of all, get a bag for each sport and for each person. So, you know, you could have one bag, one person for all the sports. But if they do swimming, football, golf, gym, I go walking on by the beach. So I need different, like a shoulder bag and different things with that, you know.
Okay, water bottles that come with it, new sneakers. I mean, we've kind of, there's a lot of other stuff in this, and I think we can point people to the episode we did on athletic wear.
Yes.
Right? We
did, yeah, and organizing all that.
Just for the sportswear. So that includes all the stuff, whether you're talking about the cycling, or you're talking golf, or you're talking even going to the gym. Dealing with the clothes aspect of that. You've got that episode. We'll link to it in the show notes as well.
Yeah. So for this, you know, find the perfect bag for the sport. So make sure it fits everything that you need in it. All the, you know, so you'll need a big bag if there's, you need to wear a helmet, or there's, you need to fit a football in it. And all this, you know, the shoes, there needs to be a compartment for the shoes, especially if they're dirty once you've been on the grass playing football and stuff. And like, you know, with golfers, it's easy. They need a golf bag. Make sure you have the perfect bag for that specific sport. And especially if you're into it a lot. If you're just starting it, or your kids are just starting the sport and they're just trying it out, don't go waste money on it yet. Just get a smaller bag, or use a bag that you already have and make the most of that for now. But then if they're really into it and it's that's their sport, then buy the bag. Because we don't want you to clutter up your house buying stuff, you know, that then doesn't get used after a few weeks. Another thing to do is to create a checklist for each bag. So, and you can put this checklist into the bag. You can laminate it so it doesn't get damaged, and it has everything that you'd ever need for that sport. So let's, you know, like for swimming, you need always your swimming costume, your goggles, paddle board if you need that, if you're still learning how to swim, towel, sun cream if you have to, if you swim outside in the sun, things like that, you know. If you do football, you'll want football, water bottle, shin pads, a snack, you know, phone charger maybe, you know, in case, you know, you have to travel somewhere. So just, you know, different things, you know, there's different things for different ones, like golf, they have different items as well. Write that all down, attach it to the sports bag or put it in one of the pockets so you can always check it before you leave, and make sure, you know, you go through it. So that I always recommend when you come home, even though you're exhausted, you of course take off all the dirty clothes and, you know, clean the boots or whatever, and then go through that bag and fill it up with the things that are supposed to be in the bag for the next time, so that it's all prepared before, you know, so you don't have to worry when you need to leave the house the next time. So it might be, you know, another few extra minutes when you're exhausted, you're like, I just want to have a shower and blah, blah, blah. But if you do it now, you won't have to deal with it when you're leaving the house, especially if you need to leave in a rush. Another idea is buy duplicates, because sometimes, and I, you know, I'm not the, I always say don't buy bulk and don't buy extra if you don't need to. But in some cases, it's good to buy duplicates. So, say with football, have a football in the car and have a football in the bag. So in case one goes missing, you always have one in the car. With bikes, you know, where the people go to ride their bikes, they might need a pump. So if you have a pump in the car, you have one at home. The kits for fixing your tires, have one in your bag, and maybe have one in the car or maybe one in the house. Water bottles. Like, people do have a lot of water bottles, and I'm sure if you go in your cupboards, you'll see that you have 10 more than you actually need. So take one, put it in the car, and put one in your, in all the sports bags. So, you know, they're always there ready to be filled up and used. So the less you have to replenish, the easier it makes your week and your life. It just makes it a bit easier. A thing to also think about is where to put all these bags and uniforms and everything. So a good suggestion is to get a locker, which you can buy, say, from a hardware store, or you can buy some mini lockers from IKEA and put them in the garage. And, you know, so you put all of them there. Or you can have, say, in a storeroom in your house. Or I try not to say put it in the entryway unless it's a closed cabinet, a closed cupboard, because it makes it messy. But there have been some good looking ones in the entryway that you can have closed cupboards with hooks to hang some of the hoodies, your sports bags, the equipment, put that in there. But the ideal place is to put it in a storeroom or in your garage, so you can easily pick it up. So it's perfect if it's in the garage, because you can pick it up and put it into the car as well. If it's an apartment, put it in a storeroom if you have a storeroom. And also with your uniforms that you wear for it, as soon as it's washed, put it into the bags. So don't put it back into your closet or into your, you know, in your bedroom or anything. Put it straight into the bag. Even if it's multiple T-shirts and top, like shorts or whatever, put them all in the bag so you always have them there ready to pick up, and you don't have to worry about them. For if you do have a garage, a great thing, and you ride bikes, and most people have bikes nowadays, you know, especially for kids, get those bike hooks that you can get from hardware stores like Ace, or you can get them online, and put them up, and it's great. It makes it so much easier to put the bikes up there. And if you put them far away from each other, you can accommodate for the bikes getting from small for the kids, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's brilliant. And they're not that expensive, and you can easily, you know, take them off if you do move as well. We said we weren't going to talk too much about clothes, but the shoes are a big thing, because there's different shoes for different sporting activities. So make sure you have a shoe cabinet, say in your storeroom or in your garage, just to put all the shoes. So if you have your golf shoes, your soccer shoes, your golf shoes, your football shoes, rugby, you know, any of those kind of shoes, the flippers for swimming, put them all into either get a shoe cabinet or a little cubby holes so you can put them all in there. I would suggest not buying, you know, those shoe cabinets that are very thin and you have to open them up with the drawer. The doors open, they flip
kind
open.
Kind of sideways as opposed to pull out. Or...
Yeah, they're terrible. They never fit properly, all the shoes. You can't fit many shoes in them, like three a row. And it's all kinds of slides badly. They might look good on in the pictures and they're narrow, so it's great, you know, for entryways, but they are the most cumbersome things to use and you can't fit much in them. And it doesn't work for big, chunky sports shoes, so I wouldn't recommend getting that. So get a proper bookcase or shoe cabinet for them. Another good trick is to get, another good trick to get is bins. So, you know, the wireframe bins or plastic bins you can get from, say, IKEA. You get them if they're quite tall, and then you can put sports sticks. So, you know, your hockey sticks, baseball sticks.
Yeah, the balls, I guess.
Balls and all that stuff. You can put them all in.
Extra equipment, yeah.
Yeah, so you can put them in there so it's all neat and tidy so it doesn't go everywhere. They're also great for putting wrapping paper in as well. So if you have a lot of wrapping paper, you can put them in those bins. And finally, when it's out of season, what do you do with the items when they're out of season? So if you do have a garage or a big storeroom, you can get big boxes. So you can get big storage boxes and make that the out-of-season sports equipment and put them all in there, all with the bag. So you can put everything in there, like the bag, the sticks, the balls, whatever, all in there, so you don't have to deal with them when it's out of season. It's less relevant here. We don't really have seasonal sports, do we? Whereas in the UK, we used to have, like, in winter, we would play hockey. Because it was freezing. I don't know why they'd make us play hockey. And the boys would play football. Actually, they play football all the time. And in the summer, we would play netball and go swimming and stuff. So you have different things. And even for the skiing equipment as well. So the same thing, you could put the skiing equipment all into that box because you won't use, or snowboarding, which I have. That is not used in the summer, right? So you can put that all into a box out of the way. So yeah, so that's my tips for dealing with all your sports equipment.
Excellent. And as always, if you want to find out more, you can follow Shalina at the Clutterme on social media. So that's at @theclutterme. Or you can also tag her, share tips. You can also leave us a review in Apple Podcasts if you're enjoying this. You can subscribe to us in your favorite podcast player. And that ends episode 97. See you next week.
Bye.